I'm Ilona from the United Kingdom, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
I'm Joyce Jackie. We're live at EXT with Bulgarian-born singer-songwriter Ilona, who now resides in London, England. And here you are at WEXT. Welcome, Ilona.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you back. And I say back, you were here just about a couple of years ago, right?
I was, yeah. It was amazing. I have great memories.
And what have you been doing since?
It's been a very busy time. I've been traveling quite a bit between the States and England. I've been recording, writing new songs, making a compilation that will hopefully go into an album later, releasing singles, you know, keeping busy with festival season as well. And here I am now in the States promoting new music.
Well, you haven't been sitting on the couch, it looks like. You have been
only
busy.
Only for a couple of days at Christmas, and that's about it.
How about telling us a little bit about your band, if you could?
Sure. I am, even though I'm a solo act, the band that I tour with and play with have become really part of, you know, me and the music. They're a very crucial, integral part of what we do. So I do see it as, you know, a family of people who love doing music together. They're very, very talented musicians. We tour together, write the songs together. I'm just very proud of them being able to come on the road and put so much magic into the live sets. Tony Moore, who's on guitar and keys, is also my manager, and he's absolutely fantastic. He's got a long-standing history in music. He used to be in bands like Cutting Crew and Iron Maiden, and so he always gives us that amazing insight into the world of music, the industry, and it kind of takes the role of a mentor as well as musician and bandmate. The beautiful Katie Parker, who's on bass and vocals and plays actually five instruments, is an amazing asset to the band. I couldn't do this without her. She really fills every space with her great energy and talent. It's fantastic having a female bass player. I'm really, really thrilled about it. And, you know, you've got that girl power happening at the front. And we've got a new guitarist called Jeremy as well, fantastic guy, and a drummer called Dan. We're hoping to do many more gigs together in the future.
Well, today here at EXT, we have you, Ilona, along with Tony Moore and Katie. And would you like to play a song for us?
I would love to. I will start with a song called Love Me Like I'm Yours.
I'm out of words.
We're live at EXT with Alona. Love me like I'm yours. How about that? What a beautiful number. How'd you write that one?
This one I co-wrote with an English singer-songwriter, folk Americana songwriter. And we both had the idea of resurrecting the passion in a relationship. So imagine you've been with somebody for a very long time, many years. You are craving that longing and excitement that you had right at the beginning. How do you go back to that? How do you go back to the start and really feel it all over again? So that's how the song came about. We called it Love Me Like I'm Yours.
It pulls at the heartstrings. The vocals are so beautiful.
Thank you.
When you write a song like that, does it just pour out of you, or is it something where piece by piece you put it together?
I think a little bit of both. I think it always pours out of me in one way or another. Maybe the melody or the lyrics will. Usually it will come out of nowhere. And it would just hit me with an idea. And even if it's based on an experience I've had or something I've witnessed, the song itself will be written very fast usually, and everything will come together quite quickly. So this one came about very quickly.
Did the songwriting process always come to you naturally?
I think so, yes. There are days, however, where it's challenging because inspiration is not something that you can, you know, revel in every day to its maximum power. Sometimes you have a mental writing block or something else happens and you're not able to find the words. You know what you want to say, but they're not really coming. So it depends. Most of the songs that I play have come about very quickly, and I've been definitely inspired by something intense happening. So I've been quite lucky.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And tell me, what would you like to play next for us?
Next, I would like to play a song called You Don't Really Love Me. It was co-written with Michael Logan, amazing songwriter from Nashville, based in Nashville. It's really a song about the innocent kind of love that you had with someone who you've stayed with for a long time. However, they have gotten under your skin and they start to play these mind games and, you know, it's not really what you thought it was going to be. So it defies your expectations, but in a negative way. And you realize that they don't feel the same way anymore. And what do?
You write a song about it.
Yes.
Live at EXT with Alona.
See you do, but I know you don't. Really,
live at EXT with Alona. That one pulls at your heartstrings. Emotional. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you so much.
What a beautiful song.
Thank you.
When you write, is that something that you work with your band members? You said Tony Moore, who's been with Iron Maiden and Cutting Crew. Do you bring all those influences together? Or is it something you do maybe alone in your home or in your bedroom when the lights are down and the moment it catches you?
It's different. The process usually involves Tony, especially at the start when we first got together in the band. Tony really was the person who taught me how to write and all the details of, because he excels in amazing songwriting. So really, I got it from him. We do write songs together. I do write a lot on my own and I do co-write with other people as well. The collaborative process extends to many other people, producers and songwriters from the States and England. So it honestly just depends on if we're writing a song for the album or if we're writing a song for somebody else, because I write for other artists as well. The most recent ones that you hear, especially the new single Heroes in Disguise, was me, and Tony played a massive part in crafting the song. So a lot of the time I'll come up with the melody and lyrics and then he will shape it by playing the piano and then the creation will come to life.
Our listeners are very familiar with Heroes in Disguise. We play that here at WEXT, a beautiful number, a powerful song. And there's a story that goes with that. That's a charity number, is that right?
That's right, that's correct. It was inspired by a fantastic charity based in the UK called Wembley to Soweto. And in short, what they do is they pick kids around the world who have outstanding photographic abilities and skills, but not really the possibility to bring them to life. So they either come from underprivileged backgrounds or they're homeless or, you know, they have absolutely no access to anything that might further those skills, but they have amazing talent. So they pick those kids, give them a new life, put their work into galleries and help them photograph beautiful things. So they really do something very unique. And they approached me saying they need a theme song for the charity originally, something that represents the spirit of what the charity is about. I felt like even though the kids from the charity, the whole thing is focused on photographic abilities, I felt like there's so many children around the world who are struggling to find their dream and follow their path because simply they are not given the means to. But had they had those means, they would be able to. So I felt like in order to do that, we have to feel like we have a little hero hiding inside of us. That's how Heroes in Disguise came about.
It's a beautiful song for a beautiful cause. Heroes in Disguise.
Yeah.
Lovely lyrics. Tell me about when music started for you. Was that as a youngster in Bulgaria?
Actually, interestingly, it didn't. When I was growing up in Bulgaria, I didn't have the chance to do that. I was singing on my own, alone at home. My friends and family had no idea that I had a voice. I was developing it in secret almost. So by listening to different tapes, we had tapes at the time, in the late 80s, early 90s. And I just listened to a lot of American music. I didn't even know anything about country or rock at the time. It was just classics. And I listened to a lot of classical music and jazz. Then I found some Celine Dion tapes, Era tapes, Vaya con Dios tapes. When I came to England, that's when I really started to realize that I can sing in public. I can maybe do this. So it kind of started quite late for me.
We're live at EXT with Alona. For people who are just discovering your music, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as passionate, hot country rock.
So you have the band here. Would you like to play another song for us?
Yes, I would love to. I'll play a song called Back to You, also co-written with Michael Logan, a Nashville songwriter. This one is about just trying to keep the magic of your first love, another love song, of course, the magic of your first love that you know will never happen again in the same intensity that you had it with that first person. Usually this is teenage love that I'm talking about. It's a very special song because it reminds me of the days when I've fallen in love for the first time and I'm on top of the world and everything is rainbows and joy and, you know, pink skies and of course, the vulnerability of giving everything you have to one person. Turned out wrong.
always gonna bring me back to you.
Live at EXT with Alona, there's Back to You. And for our listeners who do want to get back to you and stay in touch and follow your tour, what can they do?
They can go to my website, alonamusic.com, or I'm on social media everywhere and I post regularly to keep people updated. Feel free to visit my Facebook, Alona Artist, or Twitter, Alona T Music, and you can discover everything about what we do in the day, music-wise.
Keep listening for Alona here on EXT. Alona, thanks for returning to EXT. Come back anytime. It's been a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. I love your show. I'm Alona. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.